recent Simpsons episode actually pretty funny. 17th of April, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for a news. Victoria, Canada. A local layabout, Gary Sinise, no relation, is surprised that a new episode of The Simpsons exceeded his expectations. He admitted in an interview with the mostly empty pizza box that rested room temperature and pizza-free, its contents limited to crusts and a few forlorn scraps of cheese on his end table, quote, "Look, I'm used to disappointment. I'm going bald, my belly is somewhat rounder than it used to be, and I'm never going to be an astronaut. But the downturn in the quality and consistency of The Simpsons still manages to qualify as a black mark on my mediocre life. Since 98, it's been wildly inconsistent rather than wildly funny," unquote. That year marked the death of Simpsons stalwart Phil Hartman. The man of many voices was one of the highlights of The Simpsons cast, playing such beloved characters as B-list actor and corporate shill Troy McClure, and incompetent lawyer Lionel Hutz. The actor, one of Canada's brightest lights, was shot in the head by what neighbors refer to as, quote, "his crazy bitch wife," unquote, on May 28th of 1998. The next day she committed suicide and awoke to find herself in a special place in hell where crazy bitch wives go. It is rumored that for eternity she must give Hitler his morning full-body massage. It's unknown at this time why this is so bad for Hitler, as Satan, CEO and chairman of Hades Inc., and his representatives, every personal injury lawyer who has ever died, refused to return this reporter's calls. Gary continued, quote, "The episode was pretty good. It was a parody of the 7-Up documentary series, which I haven't seen, and showed several of the Simpsons characters as children laid bare their hopes and dreams, and then showed their useless and wasted lives as adults," unquote. He said, picking scrap bits of greasy cheese from the box before adding it to the pile of boxes, both pizza and miscellaneous, in the corner of his apartment, quote, "I realize that doesn't sound funny, but it was. You had to be there, I guess," unquote. Whether or not the long-running series can maintain this momentum is, as of this printing, unknown, but Gary takes what he can get. Redundantly, Gary closed by saying, quote, "I takes what I can get," unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.